Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
You'll be glad to hear, by the way, we mentioned on Thursday or Friday that Robbie Williams had got clearance for his stunt, a spectacular aerial stunt, and he pulled the whole thing off beautifully. It went very, very well. There's some great photographs in the papers today of Robbie on Saturday night in Dublin at Croker. He said in one of his quotes, "I'm not cool, I've never been cool." He looked pretty cool to me there. There he was, Croker, and I think because a lot of people were a bit worried after the weekend before with all that Oasis stuff going on, and they were saying, oh my God, it's going to be hard to follow that, but it looks like Robbie Williams actually did it very nicely and turned out to be a beautiful old sing-song as well, which is great. Now, you know who was there? Marty Morrissey. Marty Morrissey, he seems to be living there at the moment. He was at the Oasis one as well, so we're going to go over to Marty Morrissey right now. Marty, how are you? How's it going? How was Robbie?
Good morning, Ian. From Ballydehob to Bahrain, from the United Arab Emirates to Oughterard, they came to see Robbie Williams at Croke Park. He entered from above, suspended in the sky, upside down in the air, reminiscent of David Clifford fielding a kick out in the All-Ireland final. The ladies around me were going wild. And they quite liked Robbie, too. He banged them in, one after the other. Supreme, Strong, She's the One, Millennium, Angels, till we were left spent and satisfied on the Croke Park pitch. A night to remember, Ian. Marty Morrissey. When I rock the mic, I rock the mic. Croke Park.
Thank you very much, Marty. That was fantastic. Very good. Beautiful summation, as always, by Marty of what went on. Of course, the big story as well, and we were talking to Colin Minogue about it there a few minutes ago on Showbiz, and it was all over the papers yesterday, and that is Mayo man Garen Noon. Garen, delicious is Garen. He talks about biscuits and he talks about his life generally. He talks about things he wants to kind of give out about. He's also got a fantastic singing voice, really. Really good. Garen was there as well. He got up on stage with Robbie. He knows a good thing when he sees one, says Robbie. So Garen, what a blast for you, Garen. Thank you very much for joining us.
Ian, I can't believe it. I got to go up on stage with Robbie Williams. This is a dream come true for me. I didn't think it was humanly possible. Right. But the guy is even more delicious than me. And he smells lovely. Right. Christ almighty. I'm still in shock, so I am.
And tell us, how did it happen? How did it come about?
It was a total fluke, Ian. I was in Spar on South Ann Street, minding my own business, when a fella comes up to the counter beside me with a packet of rancheros and a Toblerone. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Who was it? It was Robbie fucking Williams.
Really?
In his pink jumpsuit in Spar, revoluting himself a packet of rancheros in fucking Spar. I'm there with a packet of Skips and a Yorkie. And he says, Jesus, I love Skips, so I do. I says, I'm Garen. They're delicious. You want one? So we stood outside Spar, him eating me Skips and me betting into his rancheros. Robbie Williams has feckin' rancheros. The next night, I'm up on stage in Croke Park singing Country Roads. Jesus Christ, take me out now and shoot me in, because this is as good as it gets.
And what else did you talk about at all?
Biscuits mainly. Biscuit. But anyway, listen, Ian, I've got to go. Ed Sheeran's on the other line. Ed, me old flame. Yeah, Garen, how are you?
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.